granddaughter Nicole to say a few words.
Thank you all for coming here. I know it means a lot to all of us, and it would have meant a lot to my grandpa. I've learned a lot of things from my grandpa. I remember he used to pull down a globe from a shelf, let me spin it around. Wherever it landed, he'd tell me a story about that place, and if he'd been there, he'd tell me lots of stories about seeing it. Those were my first geography lessons. When I was 6, he taught me how to play blackjack. He thought it would help me learn addition, but really, it just made me like gambling, so I made him teach me poker. I remember one of the first times we went fishing, he was there to show me how to cast the reel and reel it in, and I'm still not good at that. And just this summer, even though he was ailing, he taught me how to bet on horses at Emerald Downs, and we won about 30 or 40 bucks. But the most important thing he taught me was how to be strong. My grandpa has accomplished much in his long life. He served in the Navy, he raised a family, and he even traveled all over the world. But he's also dealt with many hardships, like losing not one, but two women he loved to a deadly disease. But he had the strength, not once, but twice, to continue with his life. I'm sure he was hurting on the inside, but he never showed it. And that's how he taught me how to be strong. And if we can learn anything from him, besides how to drink and how to gamble, we can learn to live and love, that life will go on, and that no matter how hard this seems right now, we all have to be strong. Yes, my grandpa was one of the strongest people I know, but his daughter, my mom, has shown the same strength through this more than anyone I know. She took him to countless doctor's appointments when the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong. She spent hours moving his belongings from place to place. She dealt with family troubles and all the legal issues that come with preparing for a loved one to pass. She spent night after night with him up until the very end. They probably should have charged her rent too for all the nights she spent there. So I know I speak for everyone here when I say thank you, Mom, for making him as comfortable as possible, during the last few months. I know he more than appreciated it, and so do we. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Very touching words. And now Elaine Policar, a niece. Would you come forward?
I am speaking on behalf of my cousin Mike and my cousin Sarah. Our earliest memories of our dad are those of going to Fort Casey on Woodby Island or to the San Juan Islands to camp, fish, hike, and swim. He had a great passion for fishing and the great outdoors, which was also instilled in my brother and I. We spent a lot of time at Soap Lake and Spectacle Lake with our cousins. We would catch so many fish we wouldn't know what to do with them. Seaside was also one of our favorite places, and we would go with our cousins. My dad would take us out in the water and lift us up over the waves. At night, we would walk on the boardwalk, play all the arcade games, eat corn dogs and cotton candy. My father's nickname for me was Sari. As we were growing up, my dad had a great interest in horse racing. Eventually, he bought some race horses and honored me by naming his favorite horse the Pacific Sari. And Dad also taught us to drive and a little bit about cars, which was also a great passion of his. He had a turquoise and cream 1956 Chevy, his pride and joy, and we thought it was the hottest car in town. These are only a few of our fondest memories of Dad. When our mom passed away in 1980, we knew our dad was brokenhearted. But a few years later, he met Ruthie Rome, and after a brief courtship, they married and started a new life together. They spent many years traveling the world, and we have many fond memories of family vacations at Lake Chelan or in Maui. I was glad our father lived long enough to see his grandchildren, whom he loved dearly, grow up. Our father was a very kind and gentle man, and he always had a tan. We love you and we will miss you so very much, Dad. You will always be in our hearts.
Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie in lush pastures, he leads me beside tranquil waters. He restores my soul, he directs me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You will prepare a table for me in the